What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, everybody? This is Turner from the Lost in America podcast. We got a great episode for you today. When we get into the phone calls, which you will find out about later, we're calling countries across on the other side of the world. So there's going to be some points the sound quality is not perfect. I also had no idea how to run the equipment. And so our voices are not perfect, but we did the best we can. I think it sounds pretty good. And the comedy, it's great. You're going to love it. So enjoy the podcast. Thanks for supporting the podcast. Tell a friend, share it. Thank you. Now here it is.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento. Sacramento, Sacramento, Sacramento,
Sacramento. Turner Sparks just got married and has moved home to America after 12 years living in China. Sir Michael Ira Kaplan has two kids, a wife, a job, and has spent his entire life in the USA. Neither one can figure their country out. This is Lost in America.
All right, everybody, welcome to Lost in America, episode 20.
Wow.
Kaplan.
We've made it to 20.
We made it.
And no, more bets have been lost.
Should we quit now?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. We got to make it 21.
21, and then we're over.
Yes.
All right. So, my name is Turner Sparks.
I am Kaplan.
Yes.
Still Miguel Kaplan.
Miguel Kaplan. Yeah. I understand what you're talking about last week.
I'm staying with Miguel until Trump's impeached.
Exactly. There you go. Solidarity.
So a few more weeks.
Yeah. Get rid of these raids. I don't know. Our country's insane right now.
It's very insane. But
so, all right. You can find...
good for comedy, they say. So maybe...
I mean, I guess... I would take the not insane and still do comedy.
Right.
But you can find me on Twitter at Turner B. Sparks. You can find Kaplan at MIKaplan11.
11.
Kaplan, what's 11 for?
The 11, of course, it's for Deion Waiters, the hottest player in the NBA right now.
Of course.
Scoring machine for the Miami Heat. And, you know, he was a teammate at Syracuse of Fab Melo, who passed away this week. So in honor of him, my Twitter handle, it's backhanded. MIKaplan51 was taken, I guess. So I couldn't honor Fab Melo, so I'm honoring Deion Waiters, his teammate. Also the NBA Player of the Week last week.
Whoa, Fab Melo died?
Yes. Oh,
that's I did not know that.
Yes, he died in Brazil.
Doing what?
I don't know. I don't know what the autopsy
was. Hopefully doing what he loved. Whatever that
cheating
was.
Cheating on tests? No. Too soon.
No. Wait, Fat Melo died. Former Syracuse basketball player only a few years ago.
Yeah, he was 26, so.
Wow.
Member of one of our last great teams, also was kicked off the team.
Well, yeah. This pod is dedicated to Fab Melo.
He wasn't my favorite player, but when you die, you move up my list.
You have to move up. Exactly. Yeah. Like, if...
Reverse our whole, all of our hatred's gone.
Same with no one really liked Nirvana. Then he died, and like, okay, now you gotta
him. I don't know about that take, but.
All right, well, we're dedicating this to Fab Melo. Rest in peace, Fab.
Yes.
And this week, speaking of this pod, Audrey Murray on the episode. She's back.
Yeah.
Round two of Audrey. She is our guest. She was our guest episode 8 something. She's single.
We're going back around. She's still single.
Looking for a man. Guess what?
We got some men for her.
We got men coming on later.
We got some real men.
Some of the best single men in China has ever produced. None of them from China. 3 Australians, 1 American. We're going to do a dating show.
I'm international dating show here.
I'm very excited for this, Kaplan.
Yeah.
You?
I am very, yes.
This is going to be
fun. I've never been part of a dating show. So.
This is our, we're mixing it up a little bit. We're giving the people what they want.
The people want dating shows. So they
want dating shows. We're doing it today. Episode 20. All right, should we get to Lost in America?
Let's get to it.
I had a wild week. Let's get to it. Play the music.
Yeah.
All right. So, Cap, you know about this. You know what I'm going to talk about. A couple days ago, yeah. Our friend of the pod and friend of life, Michael
And ombudsman of the pod.
Ombudsman of the pod, Michael H. Weber, roped me in to going a spin class.
Yes.
Right? And this was...
wasn't just any old spin class.
This was a spin class that his girlfriend set up, who I'm sure he will say he's in love with her. He always likes to say he loves
her.
Shout
out, Allie.
Shout out to Allie. She set up this spin class to benefit, to raise money for Planned Parenthood.
Right.
Now, this is the most American thing I've ever done in my life.
My favorite thing about it was when Weber was asking you beforehand what are charities like in China, and I was like, oh boy, we have a segment here.
Oh my God, this is definitely. First of all, I was the only person in America who started the day by going to church and finished the day by going to a charity for Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone else.
You're the only person in New York who went to church to start the day.
Exactly.
The only white person, at least.
So, first of all, there's a million things. Number one, it's like Planned Parenthood is mandatory in China.
Right.
Right?
The nation. You're supporting the nation.
Yeah. And so there's no... Cat Weber was like, is there a charity? Like, what are charities like in China? There are no charities in China. If anything, there's people, like, companies might give money to support some cause. But I went to my friend Jake Kavanaugh and I, who we talked about last week on the podcast, from Boston.
Right.
Jake and I, one time, there was an earthquake in central China. So we drove out there. We went and helped the charity. The charity had to be underground. It was an illegal charity because the government looks at charities as a slap in the face to them.
Right.
Because they're like, whoa, 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 you don't think we can do our job?
Right. It's the opposite. I think you've talked about this before, but it's like the opposite of how in America, especially on the conservative side of the political, we think like charity should do things.
Yes.
Like that's like the role. A lot of people think like not the government's job, and the government then fills in.
Yes.
But you're saying it's the opposite. It's like this. Yeah. Everything's the government's job. They don't want charity because then the government's not useful anymore.
Well, and also it's like, yeah, you think you're going to get into my business. Right. It's my business to take care of my people, not your business.
It's my business to abort those babies.
Exactly.
And whether you want to abort them or not.
Yeah.
I planned this parenthood for you.
Yes.
And you're getting.
So all these people. These people in the spin class would love China.
I don't think because that's how it works.
No,
I think you're misreading what Planned Parenthood represents, but go on.
No, it's supporting abortion. Is that not what Planned Parenthood was?
I don't want to speak for them. I wasn't part of the charity.
Planned Parenthood does
a lot of things.
It was very popular.
Yes.
Because it was sold out.
Does a lot of the other things that Planned Parenthood
does. It was a sold-out charity.
Yes.
It was bicycling inside.
Well, do they have spinning in China?
They do. I think they do. I've never been to
Chinese people do it, or is it like expats only?
No, I think it's like a new thing. Yeah, they do definitely have it. They're getting Chinese people into it.
Right.
Right? Because at the gym, sometimes they'll have it. The whole idea, but bicycling inside is almost mandatory in China because of the pollution. And so then we go in there. Weber and I, they give us like a back corner.
Right. Well, because it helps motivate people when they're working out. To like see really good people, like it's spinning, it's like group, so you want to see people who are really good at it in the front.
Yeah, you don't want to see me and Weber. We're the skinniest, least athletic people in there. Everyone else, it's like all white people and a few Asians who are like the new white people.
Right. It's not Chinese Asians like from China.
No. These are like Chinese Americans.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Asian Americans in some way. There's no other race in there. Right.
Well, because spinning is I don't spin, but I bet it's a very white.
It seems like a very yuppie thing to do.
All these things. I do CrossFit.
Yeah.
Everything in all these things of like high disposable income, working out different ways, things are very white.
So they put you in a room and then there's like 75 people in there.
Luckily, my wife was there.
Your wife was there. Yes. She was sitting with us, Randy Cavill. So it was Randy.
Fashion consultant to the pod.
Yes. So it was Randy and then me and then Weber in the back corner. Luckily, they put us in the back corner. Because
cool kids in class.
Yeah, exactly. And so you start spinning. And which means basically spinning just means riding a bicycle.
Did you know what spinning was when you got there?
No idea.
Okay.
I find out later it just means riding a bike.
Right, but fast.
But fast, yeah. I don't know what, so they're called spinning. I thought there might be a DJ involved. I didn't understand.
Well, yeah, go on.
And so then you go in there and you have a leader, like a teacher guy at the front. So all his job, he just kind of, they turn the lights down. They pump up music. It turns into like a disco.
Right.
It turns into Dance Factory from Boston.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Minus the fighting.
From the last week's spot. Minus the fighting. And then this guy just screams at you.
Right.
He's like, come on.
God, you can spin faster. And then he starts yelling at all these numbers. He's like, you're at a 65. I need you to 87. And Weber and I reacted. We have no idea what
are
that
these like
means.
Things on your bike? Like a
yeah,
number?
It's these little things. I don't know.
Is
the torque
or
something.
Torque? Yeah.
This guy's ripped. He's like a full-on bodybuilder. Every other dude in there is full-on bodybuilder.
How a lot of guys were there?
Yeah, of course, because this is like the best place to pick up chicks.
Right. Okay.
Are you kidding me? Planned Parenthood spin class in Manhattan?
That is. You should tell our guests tonight, the ones who don't win, our dating guests.
Yeah.
That they, when they come to America, they should go. Or in China.
That could be a consolation prize.
Yes, they go spinning. Meet women that way.
You go to the spin class, right? And so then he starts yelling at us. And Weber gives – it takes about Weber 3 minutes. This is a 45-minute class. Within 3 minutes, Weber just like – because with the guy's like, faster, faster. And everyone in front of us is doing it because they're getting peer pressured by the rest of the room.
Right. You don't want to look bad.
But we're in the back corner. No one can see us. And right. So Weber gives up 3 minutes in. 3 minutes in, he puts his hand on like the back of his head and he like does that whole like, you know, when like Lance Armstrong right after he wins
or when it's over, when, you're,
when
like,
it's
when
over
coasting at
and
the
he
end.
Goes, yay. Yeah, yeah. And his arms are up in the air and everyone's cheering. Weber does that stance
3 minutes in,
3 minutes in to 42 minutes away.
Has
from
Weber ever spun before? I didn't ask him this.
No, he'd never done it before. Neither one of us knew what it meant. I, to make matters worse, I was like chewing on Jolly Ranchers on my way over. So I got a belly full of sugar. I didn't know what I was in for.
Yeah.
And so I get in. I made it about 30, 32 minutes before I just completely flatlined.
Right. Well, Randy had we had some Russian daughters beforehand, so she was not in the best shape either.
Well, Randy made it. Yeah, she did the whole 45.
She's a pro.
Yeah.
She knows how to spin.
She also was like getting mad at us because we weren't torquing our thing up. Because the guy would be like, I need you to, everyone at a 42. And that meant like your difficulty level, you know,
right.
Like uphill, downhill.
Oh, you guys weren't doing it? You were
we
cheating?
We didn't know what that meant. And so she's yelling at us in the middle, like, go up, 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 like uphill, uphill. And so I put it in. So anyway, this guy started, but the best guy in the whole thing is the leader.
Right.
He's Allie's cousin. Apparently he has a gym. I don't know what the name is, but he owns a couple gyms in Brooklyn.
Well, so we give him a shout out, but we don't know the name.
Yeah. So
sorry.
Shout out to Allie's cousin's gym.
Allie's cousin's gym.
And he's yelling at us, but the best part about him is he's yelling and he's like, all right, need you at a 75. Everybody work, 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 up the hill, up the fucking hill.
Oh, language people.
Yeah, and he just like drops F-bombs all over the place, which I can't stop laughing every time he does it. But here's what I thought is when he's doing it, I'm like, wait a second, this guy's the best voice I've heard. Everyone's complaining about our intro now. We're getting people writing in. Weber's not happy about it. I'm saying we can get Allie's cousin to be the voice.
Up the fucking hill.
Up the fucking hill. Listen to the Lost in America pod.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So we
can
get
do it on the bike?
We'll do it when we're on the bike. We need
like a video intro where we're both on the bike and he's yelling at us.
And we'll get some music in there. We'll get some music going.
How was the music? What kind of music did he
It's all just like your standard current like dance music, you know?
Right.
But then at one point he's like, "All right, this is a special request from the audience." And then it comes in and he just starts playing it goes like "Licky bye 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 bye." And like everyone like starts cheering like he's playing and what Weber and Randy and I realize is we are by far the oldest people in this room.
Right. These are all millennials.
Yeah, and to them, he's playing like oldies music.
Right.
Like this would be like if to us he put on like the Platters.
That's the Backstreet Boys. You just did the.
Yeah, I just did the Backstreet Boys. But to us, it's like he's putting on like the Temptations or something. Like it's their parents' generation
of
music.
This
is
The Beatles here.
Yeah, people are like, I want to hold your hand. Like, they gave off that reaction like we would.
Right.
And we're like, oh, shit, we're way older than these people.
Yeah, that reminds me, I mentioned the CrossFit earlier, and I was actually recently in a, like, I've been doing the same CrossFit for years, and it's been big turnover.
Yeah.
And I feel like now I'm one of the oldest people there. And the other day, they were like, it was during these workouts you do where they're just crazy, like, they call it a Metcon, which is like 10, 20 minutes straight of like, lots of different weightlifting and doing different stuff, and you need good music. And they were playing an NWA song, and like it was, I was looking around the room, and like these young people were like really like bouncing, they were really into it.
Yeah,
and I was just thinking, like, when this song came out, like back in, did they think like there'd be a bunch of rich white people with disposable income?
No,
like singing the lyrics to NWA,
it's their oldies music,
yeah. So you should bring them this charity next time you're over there.
I know. The Planned Parenthood charity?
Well, a different charity.
Charity in general, we have to get made legal.
Right.
Because I don't know if that's even legal.
You might have to start with something not as controversial.
But Planned Parenthood, very legal.
Right.
And so...
Very legal.
All right. So
that's Lost in America.
That's Lost in America. Let's get to Ents.
Let's get to Ents, baby.
We're back in the Ents studio, second week in a row. Ikram is out of town now, but the word I've got from up top, from the higher ups, is that
we're gonna sit down and make peace.
We're gonna sit down and make peace. Just like Michael Jordan brokered a deal for
Charles Oakley.
For Charles Oakley, we got Nate and the other Ents guys that have brokered
the
a
team.
Deal. They brokered
the
a deal
team
with
us.
Yeah, they brokered a deal with Ikram. So Ikram's gonna come in when he gets back from out of town, which should be next week. We're having him back in.
So stop with the angry tweets. I know a lot of our fans have been sending messages at Ents or at Ikram. I'm calling off the dogs.
I'm calling off the dogs. We also just had another meeting with the Ents guys. They said new updates are still coming. This app keeps getting better and better every week. What you're going to do, it's like Twitter for voice messages, for any notes you want to make on your phone. I was walking down the street yesterday, saw two homeless guys arguing about the Electoral College.
Right, which is a very New York thing. Guys here are really educated.
Yeah, and that's also like in my head, I'm a comedian. I'm like, oh, that's a bit. I can do that as a bit. So I set it into Ents. I Ents'd it out.
Right,
Ents it out. And then, like, you know what? If people like it, I might turn it into a bit later on. You might see it on
stage. And then the homeless guys one of them's going to be like, hear their name, and they're going to sue you for that bit. But,
well, no, I don't know their names.
Right, but their voice. Be like, that's my Electoral College.
Dirty Kevin down on 4th Street or something.
So, that's good. That's how you sum it up, and it's the app we always wanted when we were young. I used to have a dictaphone. I used to record things I thought were funny as a writer. Now you have it at the bottom, at your hands on your phone.
Exactly.
Share it quickly.
Big things are happening at Ents, everybody. Get on Ents. Get with us.
E-N-S-E.
Get it in the App Store. Cap, should we bring in Audrey Murray?
Let's bring her in.
I'm very excited. Yes. Let's get Audrey in here.
Come on in, Audrey.
Come on in. All right, we're back. We got Audrey Murray here. Audrey, how you doing?
Hi, good. Thanks for having me.
Returning guest.
Yeah, I know. I'm very flattered to be back.
First of all, Audrey, you were on episode 8 or 9 or something talking about, dating mm-hmm. Russian guys. Mm-hmm. You moved here from China not too long ago, just like
That's
I
true.
Did.
Yep.
You've been back. You're in the dating scene. So what we've done is we've got four of the most eligible bachelors who I used to know in China.
Ooh. Non-Russians, because in these political times, it's probably better not to date a Russian.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, it's a really,
we're staying away. We have three Australians and one American from Texas.
Okay.
And these are all guys I knew 10 years ago in China. What they're going to be doing, you're going to talk to them. They're going to be themselves, but in 2007, 2008 in China.
Okay.
Because that's when that was really the heyday of hooking up. And we're going to get one of them. We're going to pick one of them. We're going to have a dating game.
Okay.
We're going to be calling them in a few minutes. You're going to ask them questions, whatever you want, whoever you like best. You will win a dinner for two at the Coutu House restaurant, which is Ikram's restaurant on the Lower East Side. It is Sri Lankan food. You ever had Sri Lankan food?
You know what? Actually, I don't think I ever have, so that'll be fun.
I've never even heard of it. So first thoughts, just to start out. What are you looking for in a guy at this point in your life?
Okay, well, I guess what is really important to me, if they're not Russian, is someone who's like really nice and who likes to do interesting things. Okay, go ahead.
Interesting things, maybe.
These guys were more like hired guns. Like they were out there. They were on the prowl. They were looking. You'll see once we get
to
the
pretend to be nice. Isn't that
I guess they
prowl?
Will. Yeah, you're right. It's a dating show.
So don't ruin their game here.
That's true. I'm sorry.
Let them get in the ring and
these are
show
nice
what
gentlemen.
Okay.
And it'll be exciting. You know, hopefully one of these guys works out for you. You get a long life together.
Yeah.
And
I'm
you could say you met on the Lost in America podcast.
I'm sure we'll be the first.
We have not had a marriage come out of this podcast yet.
Yeah,
that I know
not
of.
Yet.
This might be the first marriage.
You guys will be invited to the wedding. We can do a live episode.
We'll do a live. Like the Nick kids will be named Turner and Kaplan.
Yeah.
Mordecai.
Regardless of gender.
Regardless.
Totally. Yes.
And so just to back up a little bit, the way this came about is on the live episode we did a few episodes ago in China.
It wasn't live. But
I told it was live at a comedy club. Right. I told a story about one of these gentlemen's move where they would walk around the lake and in Suzhou get into a tickle fight. and I didn't give their names, and then because I wanted to protect their names, right, and then 30s. It turned out they were all very upset that I did not give their names. They wanted to be given credit. So I said, why don't you guys all come on the pod? You could tell your stories. We'll bring in Audrey. She's looking for a man, and you can, you know, we can see what happens. Put everybody together. See if the magic happens.
I just have to say, I don't know if I should be flattered or offended that anytime any of my friends does a creative project that has to do with dating, I am constantly the person that is brought in for that.
Well, it's better to be brought in than not brought in.
That's a good point. Yeah,
I don't think people would like her. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, good point.
So, all right, first guy we're going to call, this is Josh. This is Josh Dickinson, Big Josh, as we call him. Josh is Australian. He currently still lives in Suzhou.
Okay, oh, awesome.
So, all right, let's get Josh on the line.
All right, so we got Josh Dickinson on the line. Josh, how you doing?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Damn good. Josh is my friend from China. We've known each other probably 12 years. Josh, you're competing with a few other of Suzhou's finest citizens from the year 2007, 2008. So answering these, you'll be answering these questions as if you were yourself during that time.
Oh, you're back in time.
Okay, that's good.
So back in time. Josh is an Australian citizen. All right, Audrey, take it away.
Okay, hi, Josh.
Hi, Audrey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too shabby.
Okay, so my first question for you is, what is the most romantic place in Suzhou?
I guess any place can be romantic if you're cunning enough about it.
Tell us what you mean by that.
I used to live in this apartment, right? It was, I think back at the time, probably like one of the tallest buildings in Suzhou. So I probably said that was the most romantic place I could think of, because we'd take a little elevator ride up to the top of the roof, a few flights of stairs, and then you've got this like beautiful 360 view of the city.
Wow. Okay. And like, let's imagine that you got me up there. Like, what kinds of things could you say to make that moment just like really special and romantic?
I'm not really good with words, so I'd probably just take you up there on a windy day when you get a bit of a cold breeze and it sort of just turned into huggy-huggy time.
Huggy-huggy time.
Huggy-huggy.
That's very, a clean way out.
Okay, good answer. So, Josh, tell me, being a white girl, does that make me more or less appealing in Suzhou, do you think?
I wouldn't say it makes you less appealing, but it would turn you into a little bit of a weapon, so like a tactical distraction.
Okay, wait, explain that. Tell me how I'd be a tactical distraction.
Well, I mean, a lot of the Chinese girls will see sort of Western girls, and they'll just think instant supermodel. So if we're sort of hanging together and then I go throw some attention in their way, it's almost guaranteed directly in. So it's definitely someone I want to go out with all the time.
Okay, wow.
Wait. So you're saying that in a dating show with Audrey, you're saying Audrey's best asset is that she can help you hook up with Chinese girls?
it's important in any aspect, really. Everyone's got value.
Everyone's got value.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate your honesty. Let me ask you this. Suzhou is known as the Venice of the East. So why should I date you and not an Italian guy?
Oh, that's pretty easy, because you don't want to piss off his wife and you don't want to break up a happy home.
Whoa. What Italian guy are we talking about?
You're assuming Audrey was going after married Italian guys?
Well, if they're Italian and drink Suzhou, they're not English teachers, so they're probably on contract or something. So they have like a 95% chance they've got a little kitty at home, they've got a wife. You don't want to become a homewrecker.
That's a good point.
Pretty dirty,
okay.
Guy. I like it.
Josh, let's say that we have been dating for a few months, and I tell you that I want you to plan a romantic surprise. And just FYI, like, that does not mean sauce at the clam. And I've been to the humble administrator's garden, like, every time someone has come to visit me. What would you plan?
For a romantic surprise, I think we'd probably have to just get in a taxi. You wouldn't know where we're going. We'd sort of arrive at the train station, quick 25-minute, or actually back then, quick hour ride to Shanghai, and go for a little bit of a walk along the Bund, check out the skyline, and then head off to one of the nice Western restaurants that Shanghai has to offer.
Wow!
Yeah, he gets points for that one.
Now you can't do it because it's not a surprise anymore. So.
Very romantic.
Well, that's true. But it's a good... Okay, it gives me, like, a sense of how creative and spontaneous he is. Okay.
Josh, can I just say, before we go, can you tell us a little bit about your moves and, like, specifically the tickle fight move?
It's not my proudest of moments, but... I guess it sort of starts along the lake, for example. We go for a bit of a walk on the lake. Then we'd get a bit closer to the water. It'd probably be awkward at best at this stage anyway. And then we'd sort of go for a fake push into the lake, which would turn into a bit of a tickle fight. Then a little bit of a handhold and a cuddle, which always ended up doing something good. 9 times out of 10, it was good anyway.
I just have to say, he has said cuddle so many times in that very sexy Australian accent. You did very well, Josh.
Josh, thank you very much for being on the podcast. Please, tell us what you want to promote.
Yeah, you've earned it.
I think after all those answers, I probably shouldn't attach my name to the business, but if any girls want to buy some clothes, get onto joswen.com, joswen.com.
joswen.com. You sell all types of women's clothes?
All kinds of women's clothes, yeah, which kind of sounds creepy now after that last interview.
Fantastic. All clothes, perfect for a tickle fight. Thanks, Josh. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Take it easy.
All right, that was Josh. Audrey, what do you think? Initial thoughts.
Okay, I have to say he was very honest. Which... is, I guess, a plus, but also, like, maybe he could have been less honest about his creepy intentions at certain points. but overall, I would say positive vibe.
Well, they always say honesty is the best policy.
Right, yeah.
So that's better than any other policy.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's what Big Josh is saying.
Okay, so he's in the, I mean, we've only had one so far, but so far, so
he's
good.
He's in the lead. He's in the lead.
He's in the lead.
Yeah.
All right, good.
All right.
Congrats, Big Josh.
Now, the next we're going to get to is Small Josh. These guys have been, they're both Australian, both Joshes. They've been friends forever. One's bigger than the other one.
I feel like you've poisoned the well already.
With two Joshes?
If you say big and small, big is always going to win.
So, well, small can mean skinny.
Yeah.
In shape.
All right.
Yeah. You never know.
Words, you know.
Yeah. So Small Josh lived in Suzhou during that time, the mid-2000s. He is now based in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I believe he is a teacher there. He also was, I think he will tell us about, he designed the logo for our podcast.
Oh, I've been trying to track down the guy who gave me this big schnoz here.
Exactly. Right. There you go. Well, let's get him on the line.
All right. So we got Josh Thompson on the line. Josh, how you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing pretty good, man. How about yourself?
You are in Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh City, right?
That's right, man. Good old Ho Chi Minh. Ho Chi Minhers.
Ho Chi Minh. So we just had Big Josh on the line. Now we got Small Josh.
Rival Josh.
Rival Josh.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like Medium Josh.
Medium Josh, yeah. So he did pretty good. I'm glad you're here.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, not much. How are you?
So Audrey's going to ask you some questions. Answer them however you like, but you're you in 2008, 2007, all right?
Okay, back in the day. Back in the busy.
Okay, Josh, so my first question is, let's assume that you ask me out and I say yes. Where in Suzhou are you going to take me on our first date?
On our first date? I think we should take a little stroll around Jinjihu Lake. That would be a Jinjihu Lake is like a little area around Suzhou. Not a bad place.
Okay.
But eventually, we end up in my house watching DVDs.
Wow. Okay, what DVDs do you have that I haven't seen yet?
The DVDs? My DVD collection?
Yeah, like what DVD would I want to go back to your house and watch? I've seen a lot of
DVDs. Anything, man. We're only going to watch like 10 minutes of it, so any DVD would be fine.
Wow.
Okay.
Wait, Josh, what's going on with the DVD player? Which DVD player? The one in your living room or where?
No, the one in my living room is broken, man. No, the only one that works is the one in my bedroom. So, yeah, we're going to have to go to my bedroom and watch that shit.
I feel like I've heard that before. That's like a really, yeah, I feel like a lot of guys have that problem.
No. I think Josh.
I wouldn't call it a problem.
Wait. Okay.
No, it's not really a problem, but it's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Okay. So my second question, Josh, is like, I love to go dancing, but I haven't been able to find like a great spot in Suzhou. Where could you take me dancing where I could just have like a great night? It could be super romantic. Where would you take me?
A really romantic place back in the day was Casablanca's. And that place would be fine because if we walk into that place, if we have white faces, they're just going to, like, buy us drinks. And in Casablanca, it's all about the Chivas Regal and the fake Chivas Regal, actually, and the green tea. They like to mix the Chivas Regal and the green tea. So we could walk up to any table and just party with these guys, man. It's all good.
Okay, so you're suggesting that we would, like, go to a club and then just walk up to strangers' tables for free drinks?
Not exactly walk up. Just get the waivers to the table. The waivers to the right table.
You're celebrities.
Okay, yeah, that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, like a celebrity, yeah.
Okay. Josh, tell me, what is your best first date move?
I'm sorry?
What's your best first date move to, like, really impress me on the first date after we go to dinner?
A good first date move? Well, yeah. I'll go out for dinner.
Okay.
That'd be nice. And then we'll take a little bit of a stroll around Jinjihu Lake. And then
Right. Looks
like a nice lake in China. And then after that, we'll have to walk past the DVD shop. And then we'll walk into that DVD shop and say, what do you want to watch later? And then she'll choose a nice movie. But it's not, that doesn't matter because we're only going to watch like 20 minutes of it.
Oh, is that 20?
And then that's
okay.
A romantic night.
Can I ask you, like, how much of our relationship will be you trying to use DVDs to trick me into having sex with you?
How many DVDs would it be?
No, just, like, what percentage of our relationship is going to be, like, 6 months in, are we still going to be walking around Jinju Lake and then suddenly you're like,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to see you later. Walk.
That's 100%.
100% of the relationship.
Okay.
100% of the relationship, I don't know. We're basically married by that time.
Aren't you worried that it'll get repetitive?
No, it's not repetitive because they're always different girls.
All right, Josh. Take care, my friend.
All right, man. All right, have a sweet one.
All right, so that was small Josh. I don't know. What'd you think? He seemed a little... I don't know if he was
drunk?
Sick or drunk.
Drunk?
I was going to say sick.
I don't know him like you do, but I would vote drunk.
Yeah. It kind of sounded like if I picked him, I would be condemning myself to someone just pulling the same DVD move on me for
eternity.
As long as we dated.
And possibly just repeating the same sentence.
Years. And years from now, you would be the only people left with the DVD player, I think.
Which could maybe be worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That, I guess, would be his one
his
selling
positive
point.
Yeah, well, it depends on how into DVDs you are, especially 10 minutes of DVDs.
Yeah.
He made it very clear you're not going to watch the whole DVD.
No, I know.
And then if you see him buy a new DVD player, you know, is he having an affair? Where's he going with that?
Oh, he's carrying one around in his backpack.
Yeah,
okay.
All right, let's get to this. So, okay, so two Joshes so far. This is our third Australian now. We're going to call Dom.
Josh? No, not that Josh.
This is Dom.
Okay.
Dom lived in China at that time. Now he's based in Singapore, the fantastic country of Singapore. And, all right, so we'll get Dom. He's also an Australian. We'll get him on the phone right now. Let's call up Dom.
All right, so we have our third contestant, Dom, here. Dom, how you doing?
Very well. Thank you very much, Turner.
Welcome to the Lost in America podcast. Kaplan is here.
Yes, I am.
Still here. Kaplan's still
Great
here.
Great to meet you, Kaplan.
Good to meet you. And we have Audrey here.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, it's a lady.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got like really sexy for a second. Okay.
Okay, Audrey, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Dom. My first question for you is, I want to know, like, what do you like to do to relax and have fun after work in Suzhou?
Relax and have fun.
Well, my classic move was to go to basically any Western restaurant and judge other white people.
How would you judge them?
Well, you know, give them the old judgeroo, as we call it back home. You know,
is there a kangaroo involved in that? Okay, go ahead, explain it.
No, look, I mean, you know, you're there, you're sitting there, you see other white people, maybe they're better looking than you, you don't know for sure, they might, you know, maybe they make more money than you, you don't know, give them a bit of a judge, just sort them out, like, but to yourself, you know, don't let them know who's boss, but don't actually let them know, that's the idea.
Wait, so are you saying that for fun, you would go to a restaurant alone and judge people?
Yes. So, well, it's not.
Sounds like a psycho.
Okay.
It can be a lonely life in China, Audrey. I mean, you know that. Like, you're a white girl. I mean, it's tough out there.
Very true. Okay.
Yeah,
okay, well, listen, I appreciate your honesty, Dom. Well, I guess my next question would be, since you brought it up, yeah, like, because I'm a white girl, does that make me more or less appealing to you?
Ooh, well, I'll terminate the answer to this one. I tend to like my women fairly depressed, desperate. So, yeah, look, I mean, let's do it. Let's hook up sometime. I'm just saying. Like,
wait, can you clarify?
Yeah, you like your women depressed?
And so why does
that... Well, you know, like...
Yeah, why does that...
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. How do we put it? Like, you know, back home, we would say easy pickings. so, you know, you're a white girl. You're having a...
Go ahead, yeah.
You're struggling. No, look, you're struggling out there. You're doing your thing. You're drinking your Starbucks. You know, you're going to Element Fresh. You're doing what you can. And, you know, it's tough out there for you girls. So, you know, you put on a bit of a sad face, go to a bar, drink until you're a little bit loose, and then, hey, that's where I come in.
Oh, God.
I feel like what is so weird is all of you have basically been so open about how you are just going to try to, like, hook me in a moment when I'm feeling vulnerable. But great. I mean, in some ways, that's awesome. You're like an open up.
Yeah, Evan was like the magic.
You get it. You get it. That's great. That's great.
Okay. Well, let's try to, like, make things a little bit more romantic, Dom. Let's see. okay. Dom, tell me, what do you think the most romantic place in Suzhou is?
Most romantic place in Suzhou. Well, Audrey, have you seen the Pants Building?
I've seen it from afar, but I've never, like, been up close. I've definitely never been inside.
Yeah, well, that makes sense, right? So my most romantic place in Suzhou is probably, like, you know, in my pants while in the Pants Building.
Nice.
Okay, so you're going to take me in your pants.
Like Pants Squared. Yeah.
Okay, again, appreciate the honesty. Okay, next question. Don, I just took the train back into Suzhou, and I call you at the train station crying because the taxi line is so long. What do you do?
Well, is it raining?
Let's say no.
No, okay. So, well, jump on my scooter. It's probably got about half a battery's worth of energy left in it. Okay. I come over there. It takes me about 20 minutes, let's say. It's probably winter time as well, no doubt. Everything you want to do that's super inconvenient in the winter. So, anyway, that's cool. So we head over to the train station, throw you on the back of the scooter, wrap you up in a bit of a jacket, and take you on home.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, I have to say, as much as you, like, kind of admitted that you were going to emotionally prey on me, when I'm in trouble, your solutions are super romantic and practical, so I really appreciate that.
Good work, Dom.
Oh, okay. So this is the last question, and I've been asking everyone this. So yep. I think you know your competition. You know the guys you're up against. Tell me why I should pick you and not them.
because I'm not an English teacher, and my apartment has good heating.
Ooh, in Thailand, the weather is real hot. Okay.
That's, yeah, if it's December, that is the goddamn winter, and you know it.
You know it. Everybody
knows
it.
Pizza roux.
All right. Thank you very much, Dom, for doing the podcast. Thank you for being in the game. We will talk to you soon, my friend.
See you later. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right. That was Dominic Mills. Audrey, what quick thoughts on Dom?
He did pretty well. I liked that he had good answers for, like, the, you know, the stuff that you want a boyfriend to do, basically, like, solve your problems for you.
Sure.
And take care of you when you have an emergency. That being said, he did seem like he kind of went for, like, the easy targets.
You mean in terms of humans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like not ever a turn on to hear about that. So, but he, overall, again, I would say he's overall positive. But
overall positive. That's
overall positive is pretty good. Yeah, and so far, all three very honest.
Yeah, I have to say, like, two way more honest than I would ever be if I was in their position.
My old JD profile. That's all it said. Overall positive.
Overall positive.
Did not work very well, but you know.
There you go. Overall positive is a good sign. All right, our fourth and final contestant. Let's get to him right now. This man is Texas John.
Oh.
He was living in Suzhou for a very long time. Now he is based in Shenzhen in southern China, right near Hong Kong.
Oh.
So this is our one American on the pod.
Oh, okay. Represent.
So, you know, during these times, we might need to hunker down. Everyone support America.
Right.
And
well, Texas John, we're coming from like 2007 when we had a Texas president.
Oh, yeah, that would be like.
Oh, very true.
Yeah. So,
you know.
All right, let's call up Texas John.
All right, so we're here with Texas John. Tex, how you doing?
Superb, my man. How are you?
Good. You're coming to us from Shenzhen, China. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right, Texas John, you're going to.
Where in Texas are you from this weekend?
I am from an undisclosed location in Texas.
And you have a book to promote, which we will do at the end of this, the end of your segment here. But first, we're going to bring Audrey in.
Hi.
Hello.
All right. Audrey's going to ask you some questions. Answer these as if you are yourself in the year 2007 in Suzhou.
All right.
Okay, so my first question for you, should I call you, like, Texas John or John? What do you like to be called?
John the Texan.
Oh, any of those are fine.
Okay, I'll just call you John. So, John, tell me, what is your best first date move?
My best first date move. Well, when I got to China, I always heard that Chinese girls are a bit clingy.
Okay.
And so I was always terrified of being like stalked. So my move was to always take them somewhere where I never am. So I would go to a place called Tom's Bar. So Tom's Bar was a bar with like 50 and 60 year old dirty old men and like hookers who never had a prime.
Wow.
So I would usually take my dates there, so just in case they become a little too clingy, they go look for me at Tom's Bar, and guess what? I'm not fucking there. So that was my move.
Yeah, it seems like maybe a flat time, but okay, I respect that.
So you would take Audrey to Tom's Bar, is what you're saying.
Yeah, just in case, yeah. I'm a coward. I'm scared of being stalked.
Does that happen to you a lot?
Not a lot, no, but when I got there, I heard that it would happen a lot, so apparently I'm not desirable enough to be stalked, but I took proper precautions just in case.
Aww.
First of all, you sound like a great guy. I'm sure I would stalk you if I had the chance. Okay.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Okay, second question. If I wanted to stay in and not go out to a party one night, what would you say?
I'd say, see you tomorrow.
Got a butt?
Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, if you're not coming, that's just one less person I got to be. So that's all right by me.
Wait, that's one less what?
First of all, I got to babysit, you know. Hey, are you doing okay, honey? You having fun? You know, so if I just go by myself, I don't have to worry about stuff like that, you know.
That was
a real heartthrob back in the day, as you can tell.
2007. Okay. John, Suzhou is sometimes known as, like, the Venice of the East. So why should I date you and not an Italian guy?
Well, if you're into uncut Euros that smell like a sewer, then I'd say go for it.
Wow, stuff's fired, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Thank
you, John.
Very
glad.
Yeah, each to their own. You know, if that's your thing, then go for it. You know, I'm not going to try to persuade you. I'm not selling a used Ford Taurus here, so do what you want to do.
Whoa, playing hard to get.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, kind
of. Some play hard to get, I play hard to want.
All right. Wait, last question.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been asking, like, all of the guys this question. So you know who you're up against for this date with me. Why should I pick you and not the other guy?
I'd say take the other guy.
Okay.
It's better for both of us in the end, yeah. Take the other ones. Like I say, some play hard to get, I play hard to want.
All right. So, more this and more in Texas John's book, Comrade Pull My Finger, available now on Amazon.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's on there. Hey, Comrade, Pull My Finger. Best book ever written on China.
Hey, Comrade, Pull My Finger. What can we find in the book besides these musings like this?
Besides gems like that? It's the real deal. What China's really not like, not written by a nerd. most books are written by nerds for nerds about China, and this one's, you know, someone who's not a total tool who doesn't spend his time studying Chinese note cards in his room and jogging. Yeah, you know, it's like the book Rivertown. It's like that book, but with testicles.
Yeah, that book's
so anyway, yeah, stories about your time. I was on a Chinese game show, drinking competition with a pimp, and, you know, just what it's really like to be an expat in China and learn, you know, the real stuff about the culture that matters and not the garbage like where to put your chopsticks and stuff that's kind of meaningless. So that's the gist of what the book's about.
Okay, in this date, you'll have to come on the pod to talk more about this.
Yeah, exactly. If you get to New York, we're going to have you back in the pod to promote the book one more
time. All right, man. Sure thing, brother.
All right, Texas John, the book is Hey, Comrade, Pull My Finger. It is available on Amazon.com. Thank you very much, Tex.
Thank you. Thank you all. I appreciate it.
All right, later.
Bye.
All right, so that is Texas John. That's everybody. So, holy crap.
Yeah. Those are some fine choices.
Yeah, those people.
Let me tell you.
We picked out the best of the best from China.
Yeah.
Where are you leaning? Which way are you leaning here?
Okay. Well, I don't know if it's just because he went first, and so it's hard to remember all of the crazy stuff he said, but first, Josh is kind of... I'm leaning towards either first Josh or Dom.
Is that big Josh or little Josh for the first one? I'm almost forgetting.
Big Josh is the first one.
All right, yeah. The cuddler guy.
The what?
The big cuddler.
The big cuddler. We had Josh the cuddler. We
That's
had
the bear, I call him.
Small Josh, mm-hmm. who is the guy who did our design.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe was a little bit slightly intoxicated.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we had Dom, mm-hmm. and then we had Texas John.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even clear if Texas John wanted to be
exactly.
involved.
Exactly. It kind of seemed like he was trying to take himself out of the running.
Or else he was going for the anti-move
where
you ignore, you know.
The girl that you like. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think... I feel
And one more time, what is on the line is a dinner for two at the Kotu House on the Lower East Side. It is Sri Lankan food.
Mm.
Ikram's restaurant. So.
See, Ikram's cooking tonight, I believe.
It's not tonight.
Oh,
it's whenever these guys can fly in.
These guys are staying by the airport waiting to get on the plane.
When one of these one of these guys can fly in, they can do it.
It's like you pack your bags like on a reality show.
That's it.
If you don't make it,
yeah, you got to go.
Challenge.
So we're down to
first Josh
and Dom.
Those are the final two.
And you guys are married, so I would love to hear your input on this. Like my thoughts were like Dom seemed like he really, he was like the lion going after the gazelle that like has a limp or something. but it seemed like once he was in it, he would be pretty like practical and like take care of me.
Right.
Right?
I guess.
But like first.
Yeah, I know, that's a reach.
Well,
you hear what you want to hear. Sometimes. I mean, all these guys are scumbags, so like.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
I mean, the premise is we're picking guys based on their like rapey lines from the aughts.
I'm taking this seriously, okay? Yes. I was brought in to and yeah, I mean, this is like choosing between four terrible options.
Who's the least rapiest? Was it?
I know, that's what I'm trying to decide. Well, the least rapiest, I would say, was probably Texas John.
Yeah, because he just didn't want to be there.
Yeah. I didn't feel like uncomfortable at all with him. In fact, if anything, I was kind of worried that like if we made a date, he would like show up in disguise and leave halfway through. But so that's what I should be judging on, least rapiest.
Well, you know, that's my advice as a father.
Okay. And Turner, as a newlywed, what would you say?
I mean, I know all of these guys personally, so I don't know. It's up to you. I can't say it because I know them all. You know what I mean?
Okay. No, but I mean, like, what would you advise me to think about as I make my choice?
I would advise you. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to get raped.
Yeah.
That's like,
which is the move of all the moves would you most like to, if you were in the shoes on the other foot, would you like to a tickle fight?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
would you like to watch 10 minutes of movies over and over again?
10 minutes of a movie sounds like a bad.
Yeah, that guy's. No, second Josh.
It sounds like a bad 6 months.
And then the lake. I mean, is walking around a lake romantic in China when you told me last week that you're throwing sewage and people are just throwing garbage in the lakes all the time? That's like, they don't.
Well, that lake they keep pretty clean.
Oh, so this is the lake. This is the romantic lake.
The canals.
They have it's like a national park.
Who was the person who said, oh, Dom said he would take you home on the scooter, right?
Yeah.
That's a good move.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
That's why I was saying, and he wasn't going to take me to the shitty hospital. Like,
oh, yeah.
He's really, he has a lot going for him.
He had a good story with the nose. So I don't know if it was romantic,
but
it was showed he could.
I think I'm going to go with Dom.
Hey, Dominic. George H. Michael Mills is our winner.
Wow, that's a lot of names.
I think that might be. No, I don't. Yeah,
George,
that is
Michael?
His real name.
Yeah. That's he's got a good name, too.
All
that
right.
Could be your son's name one day. You can name him Junior. Dominic George Michael Mills Jr.
There
that's
you
great.
Go.
That's perfect.
Everybody's happy. You guys win a dinner for two at Ikram's Restaurant in the Lower East Side. Sri Lankan food, baby.
Sri Lankan food.
Cap, we might have to go and sit next door.
And if you don't honor in the next year, you can wait. Ikram might open up a restaurant in China one day. We can.
Ikram's coming to China.
I'm laying it down there.
All right. One more time. Congratulations to Dominic Mills, the winner. Fantastic. That has been our podcast. Audrey, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. One more time. Let's do all the. What do you have to plug? Anything?
Oh, I can plug my Medium page, which is my new obsession.
Wow.
If you go to medium.com/@ACM Writes, I post satirical stuff there.
Satirical stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
What does that mean? Articles? You write articles?
Yeah, I write articles.
Satirical.
They're fake news, but satirical news.
Like the
onion-esque. Yeah.
It's just the world of fake news, so that is very good.
Exactly. I'm just
jumping on board.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Go check out Audrey at medium.com. Congratulations to Dom for winning our competition.
Yeah.
You guys will go to Ikram's Restaurant sometime.
Can't wait.
And you will write about it.
I'll write a satirical post about it.
And you can check out Hey Comrade, Pull My Finger, Texas John's book.
Yes.
Kaplan, thanks for coming out once again.
I'm here.
That's it, everybody. Episode 20.
Thanks for coming out.
We're done.
To you too.
Thank you, Kaplan, for having me on the pod. This has been Lost in America. Kaplan.
Episode 20.
Episode.
In the bag.
Get lost.
Get lost.
Only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do with it? What's love but a secondhand emotion? To me, if I tend to look dazed, I read it someplace, I've got cause to be
There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do with it. What's love but a secondhand emotion? What's love got to do? Got to do with it. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.